Hej allihopa och välkomna till vår fortsättningskurs. Welcome to our intermediate course. Hur mår ni? We are very happy to announce this new course for those that have already mastered the basics and are eager to learn more and to sound even more Swedish. Let's jump right into it with a bit of small talk.
Tjena Anders, hur är det?
Jo tack, det är bra. Själv då?
Jo då, det knallar och går. Lite tråkigt väder bara.
Jo, men vad ska man säga? Det är höst.
Jo, det är väl det.
Du, vad hade du för igår?
Jo, sörre, jag var hos Päronen. De har tjackat en ny tv med Ultra HD. Det måste man ju kolla in liksom.
Va? Har de köpt en tv med Ultra HD? Det skulle jag vilja ha.
Jo, men lite väl när man bor i studentkorridor.
Jo, det är sant.
Vad gjorde du då?
Nej, men jag satt här och kollade på Die Hard och tog det lugnt med en öl.
Film och bärskväll utan mig?
Ja, vadå då? Du var just dina föräldrar.
Ja, jo. Ja, jo, det är sant.
Och nu med översättning. Let's listen to the translation.
Tjena Anders, hur är det?
Hey Anders, how's it going?
Jo, tack, det är bra. Själv då?
Yeah, well, it's good, thanks. How about you?
Jo då, det knallar och går. Lite tråkigt väder bara.
Yeah, well, it's all good. The weather is just a bit dull.
Jo, men vad ska man säga? Det är höst.
Yeah, but what is there to say? It's fall.
Jo, det är väl det.
Yeah, I guess so.
Du, vad hade du för igår?
Hey, what were you up to yesterday?
Jo, sörre, jag var hos Päronen. De har tjackat en ny tv med Ultra HD. Det måste man ju kolla in, liksom.
Oh yeah, let me tell you. I was at my folks. They picked up a new TV with Ultra HD. I just had to check that out, you know.
Va? Har de köpt en TV med Ultra HD? Det skulle jag vilja ha.
What? Did they buy a TV with Ultra HD? I would want that.
Jo, men lite väl när man bor i studentkorridor.
Yeah, but a bit much when you live in a dorm.
Jo, det är sant.
Yes, that's true.
Vad gjorde du då?
What did you do then?
Nej, men jag satt här och kollade på Die Hard och tog det lugnt med en öl.
Well, I sat here and watched Die Hard and chilled with a beer.
Film och bärskväll utan mig?
Movie and beer night without me?
Ja, vadå då? Du var just dina föräldrar.
Yeah, so what? You were at your parents.
Ja, jo. Ja, jo, det är sant.
Yeah, you're right. We are really sorry that the dialogue turned out a bit slangy. Or, no? We're not. Because in Sweden you really talk like this among friends. We didn't exaggerate at all. And this is the purpose of this lesson. To show you how people really speak to one another, more or less regardless of age. Let's take the dialogue apart. Marcus said, Tjena Anders, hur är det? Which is, Tjenare Anders, hur är det? Tjänare is the Swedish word for a servant, and this greeting is about 100 to 150 years old. Today it is shortened to tjena or tja. There are a couple of ways to ask for someone's well-being, beside the usual hur mår du? In today's dialogue, hur är det was used, which means how is it? In the dialogue you can hear the little word you a lot. Normally, this is used to express that something is indeed true as a reply to a negative question, like, we don't have any more cinnamon buns. Yes, we do. You will also hear this a lot used as a direct synonym for yes. In this case, in the dialogue, it is a filler word meaning something like, well, showing that you are about to say something. Det knallar och går. It's an expression which means that life is ongoing, that you got nothing to complain about, but aren't completely satisfied with your situation, like you are struggling a bit, but you shouldn't complain about it. Jo, det är väl det, or jo, det är väl så, is a common expression in Sweden, which means something like, yeah, I guess. It isn't only expressing that you agree on something or that you accept the facts, but also that the topic is ended and there isn't any more to say regarding it. A really important expression to know is Vad hade du för dig? ha för sig literally means to have for oneself and gives you a feeling of present progressive, actually. It means that you are doing something. So you can say, vad har du för dig? As, what are you doing? What are you up to? Both asking what someone is doing right now and what they are doing nowadays. There is a lot to take in from the following sentence, so pay attention. Jo, sörre, jag var päronen. De har tjackat ny TV med Ultra HD. Det måste man ju kolla in liksom. It almost contains everything that you would need to know about spoken Swedish. Let's have a look. Sörre and hörre means something like you know or I'll tell you, and are contractions of ser du and hör du, which means you see and you hear. You'll mostly hear hörre du du, which is equivalent to hey you. Then we have päronen, which is the definite form of päron. Päron means peer, and here it's slang for parents. I read somewhere that this might initially have been constructed by someone who found the English word parent to sound almost like the word päron, and yeah, he's definitely making fun of it. Tjacka is a colloquial term for köpa, which is Swedish for to buy. The word is borrowed from Romani and was originally used in the south of Stockholm. Kolla in is a common expression for to check out. Kolla means to look, and it's important to note here that both verbs tjacka and kolla aren't infinite forms but past tense. The endings are dropped here, but more about that later in this lesson. Let's move on with liksom. This is a filler word which normally means like. Funny enough, this is also what English speakers say in the same manner. You know, like, I was like, you know, going like to the bus stop, like whatever. Get it? This is used exactly like this, and you'll hear it a lot, especially among younger speakers. In today's dialogue, it was kind of used to express that it wasn't Marcus' fault that he had to check out the TV. It just happened, liksom. He, like, had to do it, you know. Another commonly used word is typ, also used like this. Then we have jo, det är sant. This expression is used as yes, that's right. Yes, that's true. Sant means true, and it's important to know that it turns up really often in Swedish. Just two more things about the dialogue. Bash is slang for beer, and vadodo is commonly used like so what. So that's it about the dialogue, but let's talk about the Swedish pronunciation real quick. I'm sure you've noticed that dialogue doesn't sound anything like it's written, right? This is because a lot of words lose some ending letters when they are spoken. Let's take a look at some of them. We had det, which means it, and it's mostly pronounced like de. Then we have är, which is a present tense of vara, to be. Är is mostly pronounced like e or ä. So, jag är svensk. I'm Swedish, not jag är svensk, but jag är svensk. Then we have vad, which means what. The D gets dropped, and we have va or va. This is also true for var, which is a simple past of vara, to be. So both vad and var are pronounced the same, va. Then we have du, which in words like sörru or hörru is pronounced like r and not du. So the D turns into an R, which is kind of weird, right? Actually, it's not weird if you don't manage to speak Swedish like this, but if you listen to people speaking, then it's easier to understand if you know these things. So that's why we are covering this in this lesson. But these are things that you would never learn in another language course. I'm pretty sure of that. Let's talk more about this later. Let's jump right to de, which means they. De is almost always spoken like dom. Weird, right? It isn't even spelled like that, but whatever. We say dom all the time. So if you want to speak like Swedes do, you say dom. But please write correctly. So we have de, de, but spoken dom. Next we have med, which is spoken me. So the D gets dropped. This means with in Swedish. Then we have chackat. In the dialogue, it was pronounced like chacka. This is perfect of chacka, which is slang for to buy. But the T at the end gets dropped. The same goes for kollade, which is simple past of kolla, slang for to look. D and E at the end, the whole simple past ending is dropped. So we get kolla. And lastly, we have tog plus det. Tog is simple past of ta, to take. And then we have det, which means it. In the dialogue we had tog det lugnt, to take it calm, which means to relax. The combination of one word that ends with g, like tog or d, plus det or du, makes the D turn into an R. This is a bit difficult to explain in the audio lesson, so please take a look at the accompanying text for this lesson at sayininswedish.com. Wow, so that was a lot of slang and spoken Swedish. I really hope that you like this lesson and check back next week for some more. Jag hoppas att ni gillade det här avsnittet av vår fortsättningskurs och vi ses nästa vecka. Hej då hörni!
Remember to stop by sayitinswedish.com for additional interactive material for this lesson, videos and more awesome resources for learning Swedish, and become a part of the Say It in Swedish community.